My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. He represents Arizona's 1st Congressional District. Due to redrawing of the congressional boundaries in the Grand Canyon State, he's running for election this year in the 4th Congressional District. He joins us from Arizona, and he joins us to discuss the latest developments in the Fast and Furious investigation. The congressman is a member of the House Oversight Committee, which a couple of weeks ago voted contempt of Congress citation against Attorney General Eric Holder. The full House ratified that last week. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having us on.
One of the things that you told me last week when we talked about this, as the House was preparing to vote on the contempt citation, was that you looked forward to the U.S. Attorney investigating what you have investigated and determining what the Attorney General had and hadn't done in terms of cooperating with Congress. Now, of course, we know that won't happen because the Justice Department has refused to prosecute the Attorney General. What do you make of that decision?
Well, I think it's a sad day that justice hasn't been served, and the American people and justice in this case with Brian Kerry won't be served, at least from that avenue. But that's why we proceeded in with the civil contempt charges so that we can proceed in a different venue.
And talk about how that will proceed. What avenue can you pursue through a civil contempt charge?
Well, we can take that and dictate it so that the DOJ does not have that influence, and at least have the public understand the whole ramifications of discovery of these documents from another segment of justice. And that way, what we can do is actually have the proceedings through a civil versus a criminal type of apparatus.
In terms of the public approach on this, when you talk to folks in Arizona, I would imagine there's a greater recognition of the facts of this story than perhaps in other parts of the country. In fact, the day that your committee voted the contempt citation, some media outlets reported on this story for the first time. So how much education do you think you need to do on this in terms of the general public?
Well, what we need to do is continue this perception, because the mainstream media, Greg, outside of yourself, have not really carried this. You know, one of the big medias, this is the first time that they really carried anything on Fast and Furious with the contempt charges. But what I also do is acknowledge that, you know, Congressman Issa did, for the congressional record, put in the affidavits for the wiretaps, and I would, you know, I cannot talk about them, but I can tell people that go back and do the investigation for yourself. Read the affidavits that are in the congressional record for your disposal, and make an educated consumer and citizen type of driven discussion and look at the facts.
What type of timeline are we looking at with this civil contempt charge?
That would be established by the leadership, and Speaker Boehner says that he's going to push it very quickly. So I leave that up to them. I'm not in leadership, so it would be up to them where they're going to push that. But I think that with the number of individuals we have that to understand that system, Trey Gowdy, you know, being a prosecutor for ATF, and the U.S. Attorney Pat Meehan, and Darrell Issa with the committee, I think that that's going to be one of those things that we do not keep out of sight, because it is an agreement. We just attempted all our rights.
And what role will the committee have while this is pending? Will you do further investigations, public and behind closed doors, or is this kind of a waiting game for you on the panel at this point?
Oh, it's not a waiting game. We will continue the onslaught, and I'm sure that there will be more subpoenas coming forward. You know, this subpoena was narrowed down from the February letter to current. I'm sure there's other opportunities for us to investigate and talk to witnesses. So the committee will be continuing forward.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar, and represents the state's 1st Congressional District. Due to the map, he's running for election now in the 4th Congressional District. And, sir, this all came as kind of a whole storm of different news regarding stories related to the border. Fast and Furious isn't specifically a border security issue, but it can certainly be tied into that debate. You also have the president's executive order about younger illegals being allowed to stay and obtain legal work permits. And, of course, you had the Supreme Court decision on the Arizona laws last week. As you put all three of those stories together, what does that tell you about where this debate's heading?
Well, this shows that, as I've said, that Arizona will play a prominent position in this next election cycle. You know, we feel like we're ground level zero. As I said, you know, we're tired of this administration declaring war on Arizona. And, you know, we warn people, if you pick a fight with Arizona, if you pick a war with us, we'll finish it. But it also brings the the onus on us to make sure our story is told. You know, these are all interrelated, because when you are allowing guns to be given to dangerous international thugs and cartel members, and the only way you're going to find them is at crime scenes in Arizona and throughout the Southwest, we have been used as collateral. And that, in anybody's book, is egregious. That is not the format of what government should be doing. And I think that this administration, this attorney general, has overstepped themselves, and they have continued to do so. And what it takes is us to be persistent and uniform in demanding that the Constitution be defined by its context, not redefined by this administration.
Let me ask you about one other issue related to the border that has not gotten a lot of attention in most media outlets, but it's pretty new here in the last few days, and I'm sure you, being a congressman from Arizona, are aware of this. And that's about new employees for Department of Homeland Security and Border Patrol. If they encounter an active shooter — this sounds like it might come from some sort of comedy website, I assure you it does not — Border Patrol agents — I'm quoting from a report on June 29th now — Border Patrol agents in Arizona are blasting their bosses for telling them, along with all other Department of Homeland Security employees, to run and hide if they encounter an active shooter. And the quote from the local union member of the National Border Patrol Council basically says that as a last resort, you should throw things at the shooter, which basically suggests that there shouldn't be any type of lethal force ever used. What do you make of that story, if you're familiar with it?
It tells us how out of touch the Homeland Security, a former governor of Arizona, is out, if that kind of doctrine is out there, if it actually exists. And I don't doubt that, because, you know, you look at the mantra that came here from this administration in light of the Arizona ruling. They refused to actually follow through with their funding of 287G programs, which is a collaborative effort to work federal with local community law enforcement on illegal immigration or illegals in this country, as well as illegal activity. This is just outrageous that we're going to put our men and women in harm's way. That's what they're protecting you for. If somebody shoots at you, you shoot back to kill.
Congressman, let's close it with just a quick refresher on where we stand with Fast and Furious. Obviously, it's headed for a civil contempt charge. We'll see how quickly your leadership on the House side pursues this. You believe it'll be pretty quickly. Let's give us your general sense here on how confident you are that eventually more documents will be forthcoming here. Yes or no?
Don't know that, at least from the Department of Justice. You know, it seems like our Attorney General, you know, everywhere we've seen, he never knows the facts, and he's constantly misused his position as the Attorney General to stand behind the rule of law. You know, I think Trey Gowdy said it very, very well. Justice is blindfolded. She doesn't know who she gives it to. She weighs the information with a scale, and then gives it with a sword equally and prudently. This attorney general has decided that he is a legislator, but he's also covering himself up and that he's above the law. And I think that only goes so far with the American public. They're going to realize that problem, and I think more and more documents will be surfaced from other sources other than the attorney general himself. And I think that becomes a big problem for him, because I think he's already been caught into a lie. And I think the problem for the president now is, why did he have to exert executive privilege in this scenario? I think the storm is just starting to brew.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you so much, Greg. Thanks for keeping this on the light.
You bet. Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar represents the state's 1st Congressional District, running now in the newly drawn 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.